It's the radio segment that just created a new seafood sandwich to compete in the fast food wars.
Uh-oh.
He named it after his mother and his favorite fish. So look out for the new Salmonella sandwich. Coming to a store near you.
That's not going to be good marketing.
Let's work on that.
All right, well, it's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other dunk waffles just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Newburgh, New York. A 29-year-old guy named Robert Raddick was pulled over around 8 a.m. last weekend. Authorities noticed that not only was he driving with a suspended license, but he also had a big bag of crack on him.
Big bag of crack.
He was arrested.
Okay. It's a B-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
What do I picture, like a JanSport?
I was thinking,
you know?
Like Santa Claus.
Oh,
like
okay. You're going even bigger. All right.
Then at 2:30 p.m., that same cop pulled over a different car. And wouldn't you know who was behind the wheel?
No.
What?
Robert again. And if you can believe this, he also had his big bag of crack with him.
What? How are you? Where is this magic?
That's perseverance at its finest.
Apparently, the last time he was arrested, they just gave him a court summons and let him go with his drugs.
What?
Shut up.
So this time he was arrested again, but they took his crack, along with some new heroin that he'd picked up.
Oh, dude.
They gave him another court summons.
That's one of those things, like, first time, shame on me.
Yeah.
Second time, shame on you, or however the saying goes.
Well, fast forward to 5:45 p.m. that same day.
No.
You'll never believe who was pulled over.
No.
This
you're joking.
Not gonna happen.
Yep, it was Robert again.
Oh, my God! Woo! Listen to that horn!
They let him go again after he had another big bag of crack and heroin.
And this time it was from a different cop who noticed he was driving under the influence.
Oh, my God.
So Robert was arrested a third time and got another court summons.
Okay. I don't understand the loss.
Yeah,
I don't get him.
It's impressive. He got a hat trick.
Oh, okay.
Three arrests in one day.
I bet the judge hears that and goes, wow, I'm impressed. Case dismissed.
I want your autograph, sir. Supposedly, he will be appearing in front of a judge to face all the charges he managed to get during his three arrests in one day.
Wow.
As he walks in the courtroom, they're like, sir, empty your pockets.
Yeah.
Is that a big bag of crack?
This next Laser Story is out of Taiwan. A popular restaurant chain ran a special two-day promotion for people to get free or discounted sushi.
Oh. Tasty.
Oh, dude, it's funny. Back in the day, I hear discounted sushi, gross. Now I'm like, ooh, nice.
I know.
All you can eat, let's go.
The owner said that anyone who came in on those days with a name that includes the Chinese character for guiyu, which translates to salmon.
Oh, okay.
They would receive a free all-you-can-eat meal for themselves and for five companions.
Okay.
Oh my God.
That's a pretty big payout.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope your parents did you right and named you salmon.
At first, it seemed innocent enough because there couldn't be that many people who were named that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they thought wrong.
Uh-oh. No way.
What?
Because as soon as the promotion was announced, hundreds of people showed up at government offices to change their names to incorporate salmon into it.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
In Taiwan, residents are allowed up to three name changes. So people figured they'll just change their name to get the free food and then change it back again after.
That is so funny.
I mean, worth it. You get free name changes there? That's so cool.
So far, those who've incorporated salmon into their new identities don't seem to have any regrets. One college student whose new name translates to explosive good-looking salmon.
I mean, come on. If you saw that on a dating app, you'd swipe right.
He bragged to local media that he's already chowed down $250 worth of free sushi.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Get in my belly!
And while the restaurant says they're okay with it, government officials are angry.
Uh-oh.
Saying, quote, this kind of name change not only wastes time, but also causes stacks of unnecessary paperwork.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think all of us would change our names for this.
I would totally.
For like a month. I'd be Salmon Bolaños so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Salmon Fox? That's
a cool name. Yeah, no, it is pretty cool. Brooke Salmon Fox? I'm like nature all over the place.
Give me a pizza promotion. I'll name myself Pizza.
Yeah.
This next Laser Story is out of the crazy expensive world of art.
Ooh.
We've talked about this recently. The hot new craze in the art world is to sell digital works called NFTs.
Yeah. I learned learned that on this show. It's really cool.
It's fascinating.
If you haven't been keeping up, those are original digital works that can't be reproduced. Even the Fleetwood Mac Ocean Spray guy has put up his video for auction as an NFT.
Oh, where he's skateboarding and drinking
out of the cranberry juice.
Oh. Yes.
The starting bid for that video is $500,000.
Just keeps making more of that video. Good for him.
Can you just screen record it? And then
it's not the same, though. You don't have the original.
Yeah. It seems like everyone wants to jump in on the craze now.
I do, too.
Including a Brooklyn-based film director. 36-year-old Alex Ramirez Malice is selling a new digital art piece titled One Calendar Year of Recorded Farts.
Oh, my God. I want it. I'm done with this art thing. Oh, come on. Someone buy this for my birthday.
Oh, my God. And is this, can we just call it being married?
Yeah.
Is that, can we call it that?
That's a good point. But it's exactly as it sounds. It's a year's worth of passing gas audio clips.
No.
So you might be asking, why would somebody record themselves doing that for a year?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
And Alex has a very reasonable explanation. At the beginning of lockdown, Alex and his four buddies began sharing recordings on WhatsApp.
Oh, of their farts?
Yes. And by the one-year anniversary, he claims he could identify members of their group just by their gas alone.
Shut up!
Wow.
Oh my God,
yeah, that's a Chris fart.
This sounds so much like something my husband and his buddies would do.
I love it.
The recordings were compiled into a 52-minute master collection.
Audio
file, and then they turned it into an NFT.
Wow.
Currently, the top bid for that file is $183.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
This next laser story is out of the weird world of work. Emojis keep on finding their way into the professional life.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm looking forward to the day that someone gets hit with a lawsuit and the first line is, "You're getting sued, face with tear, thumbs down, money with wings, middle finger emoji."
Money with wings.
Middle finger at the end.
Anyway, according to a new survey, out of four people say they're now using emojis at work.
Dude,
I've
used a couple smiley face emojis in work emails.
A lot of our coworkers, email us smiley faces.
The top four reasons that we use them are they help give our messages the right tone.
Correct.
We can use them to express our emotions virtually.
Mm-hmm.
They make work seem less formal, and they help us respond to messages faster.
Yeah.
I agree with all that.
True.
And they replace all my exclamation marks that I used to use.
Yeah. Or you can be snarky and add a smiley to make it sound less like, as per my last email.
Yeah. Condescending smiley face is what that smiley face is.
But not every situation at work is right for them. Like, you probably shouldn't put them in emails to clients or in any serious company-wide memos.
That's a true statement, for sure.
And also, you might want to think about who's going to see the emojis. Many people over the age of 45 say they've gotten a message at work with an emoji that they just didn't understand.
This is like when my mom used to use the laughing crying emoji as someone that was sad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not, that's, we don't use that after our friend told us their pet died, mom.
No!
Just the other day, while I was here, I got an email with some weird emojis that I didn't understand. It had a shoe emoji, a pogo stick emoji, a wheelchair, and then a party hat emoji.
Like,
if you guys can decipher that for me, I'd really appreciate it. But that sound means Laser Story's come to an end. We're going to do it again same time on Wednesday.